Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions, worth staying up all night for. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. Thank you for visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're so glad you've joined us here in the Dark Hollows Press Parlor. Donna Wright has authors Tiffany Warren, Donna Hill, and Unomo McWanner on the couch this evening to tell us more about themselves. Updates on the Romancing the Smokies event this coming March 19th. Mallory Kane will have news and info in the romance and publishing industry at the bottom of the hour. All that and Miss Jessica, too, with a book review this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your unruffleable prima donna Wright.
I am a prima donna, that is for sure. And I am so happy to be here with you this first day of February. I haven't talked to you since last month, so just really excited to be here. You know, I don't think I'm going to sit here and rattle on like I normally do when I first start, because I'm really excited that Tiffany Warren is back with us. And she has just been one of my favorites that I've had on the show before. And she's got a new book out. And Tiffany, we're just so glad to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany Warren.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How are you?
I am great. I'm enjoying this pretend spring that I'm having in Dallas today.
Well, yeah, we're the same way here in East Tennessee. It was 60 degrees today. And everybody's sick.
I'm sure.
You know, because it goes down to 20, then it's up to 60.
Yeah.
And the whole world is sick. Now, Tiffany, I want to hear all about the pastor's husband. Talk to me.
Okay. So the pastor's husband is about, I love to talk about topics that people are afraid to touch on a little bit. And so the pastor's husband is actually about a pastor couple, a husband and wife who pastor a church. And the wife has a prophetic gifting that she misuses. She is invited to a church to speak, and her gift doesn't operate on demand. It only operates when God wants it to. But she is called on the carpet. They want a prophecy, and she makes one up. And, yeah, the woman that she gives this fake prophecy to, or I like to call it a prophelie, she has all of these consequences in her life because she takes the words literally, and she vows revenge on the pastor, and that's where everything goes left.
Oh, my. I love it. That sounds really great. Now, you are published with Random House for this book.
I'm actually with Defina. I think they do something in tandem with Random House, but my publisher is Defina, which is an imprint of Kensington.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm always anxious to hear about people who are writing Christian fiction outside of the CBA.
Oh, absolutely. I've actually never been with a CBA publisher for my entire career. I actually think my books are a little bit too risque for the CBA. A lot of times the CBA likes to deal with just straight evangelical Christianity, but as we know, the United States, we're full of all different kinds of denominations, and so I like to, I have a Pentecostal background, so I love to, my characters are a lot of times on that, either non-denominational or Pentecostal slant, because there's just a lot of fun to be had there.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I had a dream the other night that I was in a church and that everyone was just praising God and being, I mean, it was just, it's just kind of weird that
oh,
I should be talking
I love
to you.
It.
So, I mean, it was just, it was a strange dream. I don't remember exactly what happened. I just know that I was in a church and people were praising God.
Oh, I love that kind of dream. I probably woke up praising.
It was a lot better than some of the dreams I've been having lately, I'll tell you. But, no, that's just, that is very, very interesting as far as the fact that you are writing about a pastor's husband. When you say the pastor's husband, you've offended a huge amount of people. Does that bother
you? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, of course you're going to have the people who assume that I'm talking about a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. I'm talking about a husband and wife. So that's the title is just, you know, a little bit of drama to get people's attention. But there are many, many husband and wife pastor teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so this wife is a co-pastor, and her husband is also a pastor in the church. So, you know, to assume that it's a gay marriage situation, I understood that that was going to be a double entendre, and I like it.
Well, let me say this. There's a lot of people that when they understand that you've got the pastor's husband, that she is also considered a minister, you're going to offend
mm-hmm.
some people there too.
Oh, well, you know, I actually don't worry about the people I'm going to offend so much as I'm writing for the readers that love me. So my readers are very familiar with female pastors and love them. They love women in ministry. But you're right, there are a lot of hardcore, you know, Southern Baptist Association. I don't want to call out denominations, but I just know that there are denominations that are very strict about women in the pulpit, and I definitely acknowledge that. But I also acknowledge that that is part of, you know, our kind of tapestry in the United States when it comes to church. We do have women in ministry, whether it's accepted or not, and that's a story that I just want to tell.
I love it. Thank you so much. Now, you hang on for a minute because we're going to play a couple of commercials, and I'll be right back with Tiffany Warren right after this.
Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are on the couch with Tiffany Warren. Tiffany, how do you like the new couch that I have bought since you've been here last?
I love it!
Do you like it?
I love it. I do.
And I brought out the cheese and crackers and everything. I've noticed you haven't eaten anything. Is everything okay? You're not vegan, are you?
No, I'm not vegan. Sometimes I like a little bit of wine with my cheese and crackers.
Well, we can do that. You just don't know Mallory Kane. Mallory Kane is a wine connoisseur, and she is going to be here tonight. So after your turn is over and you're just sitting here on the couch, you can be eating cheese and crackers, and she'll bring you a nice wine.
Oh, that is going to be wonderful.
It's going to be amazing. Now, something else that's going to be amazing is, tell us, first off, I want to know, is The Pastor's Husband part of any kind of series?
No, this is actually a standalone novel. I typically shy away from series and my full-length novels just because I don't want a reader to see my book and maybe discover me for the first time because, you know, I still have a lot of readers to reach and say, oh, I would love to read that, but do I have to read four other books before I, you know, can read this one?
So right.
I kind of shy away. Now, I do series on my ebook novellas, but for my full length, I might do a sequel, but I shy away from doing long series.
Now, Tiffany, let me ask you another question. What's next for Tiffany Warren?
Oh, so much is next. Oh, I am, like, super busy. I'm very excited. I'm going to be at the Romantic Times Book Lovers Convention in Las Vegas in April. So if any of your listeners are going to be there, I will be there probably eating cupcakes and sipping wine and meeting all these new romance readers that I haven't had a chance to meet yet. I'm touring a little bit in May. I'll be in the Carolinas and probably going toward Atlanta. So I don't tour a whole lot, but I definitely want to do some tour stops with The Pastor's Husband. I've got an exciting ebook series that I'm working on right now. I did the first installment was When Trouble Comes, and it's definitely a romance. It's a little bit suspenseful, and the sequel to that comes out in May. And I'm actually dropping so many sequels this summer. I'm just going on a ebook extravaganza, so I'm excited about that.
So you're going to get it done this summer.
I am. I've got a daughter going to college, so I've got to find those extra pennies where I can.
Oh, my goodness. And I was worried about trying to get to the Christian Fiction Writers Association for their for their conference in August. And here you are, got somebody going to college. I'll tell you what, I don't
know
those days anymore, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not free or cheap, is it?
Neither. It is not, you know. I listen to some of these politicians telling me it can be free, and I've got five kids, so I want to hear how it can be free without me having to pay $1 million in taxes. I want to know what you're talking about.
I hear you, sister. Now I hear you. Hey, we have had Tiffany Warren here before. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming back. I hope you enjoyed it again.
I always do. I always do. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's great having you. I want to tell you one more thing. I had Nia, who's coming on next. Nia Shanta Ross.
Oh, Nia!
And,
yeah.
Yeah, Nia's coming on next, and I didn't get some phone number for her, so I got on there and I said before we went on the air, and I said, Nia, have you ever been on before? And she said no, and I said, well, you're going to have a great time because I'm adorable. And so I want you to tell Nia that that's true because she can hear you.
It is true, Nia, and I just want to congratulate her on her release. I'm so excited for her. I've been, like, kind of a part of her journey, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, you just hang on a minute. I'm going to bring Nia on with you so you can say hello.
Okay.
Nia, hi, you're on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, and I've also got the lovely and talented Tiffany Warren on.
I've been listening. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I've been listening, and I've been living vicariously through you as I drive through this Dallas traffic, so I'm like, yes, I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited for you, too. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, as we find out, Tiffany, as we find out more about Worth the Wait from Nia, I'm going to have to say goodbye, sweetheart. You have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You too, and okay. Enjoy the weather. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. And that was Tiffany Warren. And we're just going to go straight through to Nia Shanta Ross. Nia, welcome so much to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. And tell us all about Worth the Wait. First off, I don't have the information, some of the information I normally have, so tell me, who is Worth the Wait with? Have you self-published that, or are you with a publishing house?
I'm actually working with a new publisher. The imprint is called Read for Love, and it's an endeavor that Michelle Simpson has started, who is very well known in the Christian fiction world, and she has kind of taken me under her wing for the last few years, and finally she came to me one day and said, I'm starting a publishing company, and I want your book to be the first. Because she literally walked with me through this journey. This has been a 7-8 year journey for me to get this book out. And so she actually started this new imprint. And so I'm very excited and humbled for her to even, you know, consider me to be the first. So I'm really excited.
Well, I'm sure you are. Now, what is the name of the publishing company?
The name of the publishing company is Read for Love. Well, that's the imprint. And so
okay.
The publishing company is through Michelle Simpson. And I believe it's tentatively Michelle Simpson Enterprises, but the imprint is Read for Joy. And so that's how the book is going to be marketed.
All right. And it's called Worth the Wait. Now tell us a little bit about Worth the Wait.
So Worth the Wait follows the life of three best friends from college, and they're all trying to navigate the different seasons that they're in their life. One of them is just getting married, so she's coming out of singlehood into marriage. There's another one who is like a serial relationship person. She goes from relationship to relationship looking for something that she doesn't even quite know what she wants in a man.
Yeah.
And then the last person has kind of given up on love. She's been hurt quite a bit, and so she's kind of given up on the fact that love is going to come her way. You know, she's kind of decided that her lot in life is to just serve Christ and to work and enjoy her best friends, and they go out on ladies' nights and brunch and pedicures and manicures, but she's kind of decided that, you know, her time is gone already. And
yeah.
So Worth the Wait really, I think, speaks to a lot of women who have that same mindset where they're, you know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride, always attending baby showers, but that time never comes for them. And so all of these friends are kind of walking through these different seasons that they're in, and eventually they realize that, you know, really truly waiting on God will be worth the wait if you allow him to send the person that he's supposed to send to you, and you not go out and find that person on your own.
Man, I did that at one point in my life.
We all have. And,
yeah.
And you know, for me, you know, this book really was a labor of love because I started writing it in my singleness, and throughout the process I was able to get married. And so a lot of the raw drama and the raw emotions that's coming from the characters was truly me. Like, I really felt this. You know, I really felt the words and the emotion that was written. And so just looking back on it, you know, now that I'm no longer in that season, it was really raw, you know, and it was really therapeutic for me to know that, you know, even though I've been in 5 weddings this year, even though, you know, I'm the only person out of my circle that hasn't been found or hasn't had children, that if I, you know, truly wait, I do believe that it'll be worth the wait. And so that's kind of where the characters are in the novel, primarily the main character.
All right, we are on the couch with Nia Shanta Ross, and we'll be right back after this.
Dark Hollows Press re-releases L.L. Brooks' book called A Beast of Vengeance, February 2nd. It's the first book in the Black Mesa series. Bran didn't know how to love, only to kill. His plan was to walk away. His wolf wanted him to stay. The man couldn't leave when his wolf was the only thing that could save a life. L.L. Brooks, A Beast of Vengeance, February 2nd.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
Tired of the same old thing? Looking for something new and different in the romance industry? Then you must be looking for Loveline's Romance E-Zine. This is a great place to read about the latest releases and advertise at reasonable prices. It's new, different, and exciting, and you want to be a part of it. Just go to lovelinesmagazine.weebly.com to learn more. All right, we are on the couch with Nia Shanta-Ross telling us all about Worth the Wait. Nia, what is next for you?
Well, I'm actually working on the sequel for Worth the Wait, which is called Worth Fighting For. And so after you obtain what it is that you've been praying God for now, you know, all after the honeymoon is over, after the dust has settled, now you have to fight to maintain that happiness and fight to maintain the joy that you have. So I'm actually working on the sequel to that one, and that one should be done in the next month or so. So hopefully that will be out sometime this year as well.
Well, I have been married for almost 36 years.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. A lot of people can't say that.
Yeah, that's true. My grandparents were married 46 years before my grandfather passed away. So those types of numbers are unheard of today.
Well, there have been times when the road got rocky.
Yeah.
But, you know, God really did what he promises he will do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I can
that's
say
so
that from experience that God will do what he said he would do. And I know he has in my marriage, and that, you know, we've been married for 36 years, and a lot of people who have been married that long don't really act married. They're not companions. They're not, you know, they don't spend any time together. But we do. We spend a lot of time. Yeah, exactly. So you're right. It's worth the wait, but it's also worth fighting for. And there was a point where I fought for it. My own emotions. My husband was doing nothing wrong. I want to make that perfectly clear. But there is, if you're going to be married and you're going to really make it a lifetime commitment, there are ups and downs, and if you will turn to the Lord, he will take care of it. And I am sitting here today. I'm sitting here today as that example. So I think that your series sounds wonderful. I can't wait to read it. And I just want to see, now after you've done this, is there more in this Worth series, so to speak, or are you going to move on to
that? There is. I see this being a trilogy, and I've been really praying for the title for the last book, but it's going to have something to do with value and worth. So we have worth the wait, worth fighting for, and I can't really settle in on the last title just yet. But I do see this being a three-book series and then kind of branching off, because the characters, I think, are fairly complex, and so they could become, you know, individual characters of their own series.
Yes.
And so that's where I really see this going.
That just sounds fabulous, sweetheart. It really does. And so
yes.
If you're fans, if you're new fans, because now you've got 1,000 of them from Hummingbird Place,
uh-huh.
Everybody's going to want your book, okay?
Awesome. Exciting.
Well, don't count on it, okay?
yeah.
But now if they want to find you, it's niashantaross.squarespace.com. Now, what is this Squarespace?
Squarespace, I've been kind of toying around with finding a platform that was really user-friendly and one that I could manage myself, where I didn't have to get, you know, someone to manage the site for
right.
me. And so Squarespace is really user-friendly. It is, if you've heard of the Square readers that people use, that they can plug into their phone to pay by credit card, if you've ever
right.
heard of those Square readers, is an extension of the Square Reader platform, and so I love it. I've been playing around with it for the last month or so, and so it's supposed to be the next big thing in websites and domains, and so I've been really pleased with it. It allows you the opportunity to, you know, make immediate changes to your website. You can get your domain from there. You can sell your products there. So it's, for me, it's been awesome. So I'm thinking that I'm definitely going to stick with Squarespace.
Well, I mean, can you change it to where it won't have Squarespace in the domain name?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. With having a name like Nia Shanta Ross, I was trying to figure out what would be the best way for people to find me, because I know some authors who have, you know, lengthy names. Some people may misspell it, or, you know, so I've really been kind of playing around with that. And so I wanted to, during the pre-order phase, which is what I'm in now, I wanted to see how easy or how difficult it would be to have the Squarespace in there. And then once the pre-order is over, then I'm going to go strictly to NiaShantaRoth.com.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, sweetheart, loved having you. Thank you for calling in from the road. I can't believe you did that.
Thank you so much. I'm just really excited to even be a part of anything. So I will call in from the road, from the shower, from the classroom, from the basement. I'm just excited. So,
well, we're excited for you, Nia. Well, we are just so excited for you. You take care of yourself, drive safely, and we are going to hopefully get to read Worth the Wait. And everybody, you've got to have it. It sounds fabulous. Thank you again, Nia. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, we are getting ready to go into the bottom of the hour. Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com. February 4th release is by Cassandra Pierce. Secret Oasis is book 3 in her Oasis trilogy. Desert cop Heath Jagger isn't thrilled when an archaeologist shows up at Oasis to do some excavations at a nearby native burial site. Heath suspects the real motive is treasure hunting rather than science. Soon he finds himself at the center of a sandstorm when they accidentally unleash a demonic beast from an ancient tomb. The fearsome creature preys on Heath's fellow werewolves. Heath finds himself torn between protecting the peaceful desert community of Oasis and shielding the man he's fallen for from the shifter who's made him its next target. Secret Oasis by Cassandra Pierce, from Dark Hollows Press, February 4th.
And, of course, we have with us the one and only, the beautiful, the sexy, the one woman who is allowed to come out of the gazebo and sit in the cozy library corner, Mallory Kane.
Thank you so much, Donna, for recognizing me for all that I am.
You're
I
very welcome.
Appreciate it.
You are very welcome, Mallory Kane. So have you got any news for us? I mean, you know, what's happening?
I do have a little news. You know, or you may not, that ebook gift cards have been tried several times in the past 10 years, including a way to sell digital textbooks, Christian books by Zondervan, and novels in Target stores. But aside from one small effort in Canada and a quietly successful platform in Germany, the idea has not had much success. But now Amazon is giving it a try.
Ooh.
They have not made a formal announcement, but last month, late in the month, Seattle drugstore chain called Bartell Drugs has revealed that it is carrying Kindle gift cards in its stores. And this is an Amazon.com gift card that shows on the front certain Kindle books and Kindle Unlimited subscriptions. This is in the form of a physical card, which can be gifted to friends or family members or applied to your own account. Included on each card is a description of the Kindle book or Kindle Unlimited subscription that it's referring to and instructions for redeeming that book or subscription to the desired account once the card has been activated. And this, again, is a physical card, and it's in physical stores. Now, unlike regular gift cards, Kindle cards are tied to specific titles. But even then, Amazon, being the amazing bookstore that it is not going to hold you to that sale. If someone gives you a gift card for a book you don't particularly want, for instance, they might give you, Donna, a gift card for Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Amazon will let you trade it in. Amazon will let you trade that card in for a regular Amazon.com credit. And also, if the price of the ebook drops below the price listed on the card, Amazon will give you a credit for the difference. Less taxes, of course.
Of course.
You can find more information about these gift cards on Amazon. As I was talking about, Bartell Drugs in Seattle, who is piloting this venture for the American public for Amazon, you can find featured gift cards bearing such titles as What to Expect When You're Expecting, which I know you'll be needing soon.
Oh, yeah.
And Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In, all the way to Dan Brown's Inferno and The Martian by Andy Weir. On the back of each book card is a quote from an Amazon customer review and a summary of the book, along with an area for writing a message to the recipient and instructions for redeeming the book by scratching off the claim code and going to online to the URL for Amazon, which is on the card, to enter it. Now, when you purchase your card, for instance, now at the Bartell Drug Register, that automatically activates it for use, just like with any standard gift card. I think it's kind of cool that you can have gift cards with the book on the front, a review and description of the book on the back. What I want to see is when I will be able to buy those gift cards for my books.
Oh, yeah.
And be able to give them away as gifts, because with the cover right there and the book on the card, that would be so exciting.
I think that would be out of this world.
I know. It just is. It's real interesting. We'll have to wait and see what happens. And if Amazon feels like this Bartell Drugs in Seattle, if this experiment is worthwhile and they want to start selling the gift cards, we'll have to see how long it takes before you can actually buy one. There'll be kind of, I'm sure, a create space for gift cards, you know?
Oh, my goodness. You know there will be.
It's very interesting. I'm excited about it. Yeah,
what else?
The second item I have for news this evening is that Frederick Warren and Company, an imprint of Penguin Young Readers, is going to publish a new Beatrix Potter tale. They will publish it concurrently in the United States and the UK this September. It's called The Tale of Kitty in Boots. And the story was rediscovered by PRH Children's UK publisher Joe Hanks, via a reference to the unedited story in an out-of-print Beatrix Potter biography. Hanks made a trip to the archives at London's Victoria and Albert Museum and found three manuscripts and some sketches. Kitty in Boots, kind of like Puss in Boots, is the guest of Beatrix Potter, Hanks said in a release. It has double identities, colorful villains, and a number of favorite characters from other tales, including Mr. Todd, Mrs. Tigglywinkle, Ribia and Tabitha Twitchit. And most excitingly, our treasured, mischievous Peter Rabbit makes an appearance. Even though he is older, slower, and portlier. The book was found.
That could describe me. That could describe me, Mallory.
Donna Rabbit. No, I don't think so. You look so good, girl.
I told you I'd gained weight, so let's not even talk about it.
The book, Kitty in Boots, was found handwritten in children's school notebooks with one rough color sketch of course, Miss Potter's idea of what Kitty in Boots looked like, and a dummy book that was sketched out with some pencil sketches. Letters from Beatrix Potter herself, also in the archive, revealed that interruptions, namely World War I, marriage, and illness, had kept her from completing the project. The new book will be illustrated by Hans Christian Andersen medalist and former British Children's Laureate, Quentin Blake. While the book was rediscovered 2 years ago, the publisher waited until 2016 to publish it to coincide with what would have been Miss Potter's 150th birthday. The book will officially release on September 16th. That'll be so much fun.
I know. And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, here she is, 150 years old, still writing. I mean, I hope I'm doing that when I'm 150.
I know, me too. But isn't that sweet? Kitty and Boots.
It is great.
I can't wait to see it on the shelves. I had found a story about the idea of where your favorite place is to read, and mm-hmm. I thought that the story might have some statistics. Oh, I said the word right this time.
Yay.
Statistics about what people's favorite places to read are, but it didn't. It was an op-ed. It was only one person's opinion.
No.
But I thought I would ask, what is your favorite place? Where is your favorite place to read?
I have a corner of the couch. I'm like Sheldon. I have my spot.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to do everything in that spot. I want to read. I want to go to my Kindle and read. I just, you know, whatever. I will say that as much as I enjoy my Kindle, I still like a real book at times.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know?
Well, and I think everybody says my favorite place.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, I think everybody thinks that the real book will be done away with. I don't see that happening anytime soon, just because there are people who like to hold the book.
I know. So many people love the book's feel and the smell mm-hmm. of an old book or a new book.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think it will go away either, but I remember in Star Trek where Captain Kirk had his very, very rare real books that he liked mm-hmm. to pull out occasionally and read.
And now, Mallory Kane, aside from when you're here and you're sitting in the little library nook, where would you like to read?
Well, I have to say my favorite place to read, since I am sort of terminally cold-natured, is under the covers in my bed with my bedside table lamp and just all snuggled up. So that's how I like to read, right before I go to sleep.
Does the smoke monster ever come and read with you?
He does. He likes to take a look at my books and maybe occasionally chew on the corners.
Yes, so does Pudgy Bread Monster. Pudgy Bread Monster.
The taste of real books.
Yeah. Pudgy Bread Monster thinks that anything that is between her and my chest is unnatural.
Oh, that's
so
right.
You know, because then she can't do the Pudgy Bread. For those who don't know, the Pudgy Bread is when your cat gets up on you and kneads on you and then gets all cozy, comfortable, and lays down and everything. But, well, listen, I have some news I want to share.
Okay.
All right. Are you finished with the news, by the way?
Yes, that was all I had for tonight. So
Okay. Let's
hear your news.
Well, Unoma Nkwaner, I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce the name, and I do apologize, but Unoma Nkwaner, I think is how it's pronounced. Her latest book, Anchored by Love, she was going to be on tonight to talk about it. And unfortunately, she's in the hospital, so I just wanted to give a big shout-out to her.
Oh, no.
And tell her that we're sorry that she couldn't be with us and to come back another time.
Goodness. Bless your heart.
I know. And Miss Jessica, who was going to come on tonight and do a review, is also not feeling well. So I'm going to ask you, have you read any books lately that you would like to review for us?
You know, I don't know how good of a review I can do for it, but I'm currently listening to a Jack Reacher book by Lee Child. It's a suspense book or a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, even on national online radio, that the movie with Tom Cruise, I was afraid, had ruined me for Jack Reacher books.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jack Reacher is supposed to be about 6'6", and Tom Cruise is about maybe a foot shorter than that.
Yeah, really?
So the movie that he was in playing Jack Reacher kind of gave me a little bit of pause, but this book is called Personal, and Jack Reacher and a lovely young CIA agent have to go try to stop several snipers from shooting at some world leaders, including the President of the United States, at a big conference in Britain. So I'm just about at the end of it. It's very exciting. And the sort of thing about Jack Reacher books is that Lee Child almost describes every single step he is taking and every single thought he has about what he is doing. But even so, it's extremely exciting and extremely interesting.
Now, is it first person or third person?
No, it's first person. He's talking in first person, and he will say things like, as I stared at the man who was pointing the gun at me, I counted off the seconds I thought it would take him to pull the trigger, and tried to decide if I had enough time to dive for the floor. You know, he's describing almost every second, every heartbeat. And it's very exciting.
Well, I have to tell you, I know that let's just be honest about it, even on national radio, as you said, you're just not a Tom Cruise fan. And I am not, I mean, I don't want to go out with him or anything. But which is unusual because there's many actors I wouldn't mind going out with, by the way.
Yeah.
There's another, that's a list, however, for another time when I'm just doing the show by myself the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, so, I do.
But the Jack Reacher.
You can just sit there and name them all.
Yeah, really. But the Jack Reacher movie that he did was actually very good.
Well, I'm sure it was because his movies do seem to be very well produced and very well directed. And he always seems to be Tom Cruise to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's not actually a bad actor. I'm just not particularly fond of him. So
yeah.
I'm sure that movie is good. I just don't particularly want to see it.
Well, let me also tell you all what's going on. Oh, wait a minute. Let me do this. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
The tables are filling up, Mallory.
I heard that they were. I
now
heard that there may only be a few left.
There
few
is
places at these tables.
I think we've got about 12 reader tickets left.
Mm.
And I have taken the last of the authors that will be coming, a new author on board, Karen Hall.
Oh.
And, yeah, and so what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, and I know you won't, is I'm just going to go over who's going to be there. And
okay.
we can talk about them.
Dude.
And if you want to, we can even be mean. Let's first
all
talk
right.
about the featured authors, Leanne Tyler, also known as Gelman, Sandy
mm-hmm.
Sullivan, Shannon West, who is one of the people who owns, with her daughter, Dark Hollows Press, Trista Ann Michaels, Hallie Bridgman, Susan Tisdale, Nancy Nagel, Brandy Kennedy, and J.K. Ensley. And J.K. Ensley, her table is so full, it is awful how full her table is. I'm serious. It's unbelievable.
It is bulging at the seams.
It really is, because she is part of a book club.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole book club wants to come and sit at her table because she is going to be giving away a book that you can only get only at this here function if you are sitting
wow.
at her table. Yes.
Wow.
That is the truth. Now,
are there any more places left at her table?
No, you cannot sit at her table.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, as everybody knows, Tanya Kappas,
mm-hmm.
who is the queen of the indie publishing. I like to say that Tanya was indie when indie wasn't cool, you know.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, really. And she's going to talk about that. And her story, you will enjoy her story because you were also an indie author before it became cool.
Right.
Or at least a
true.
Small press author. So, mm-hmm. all right. And we have our gold sponsors are Kathy Daly, Rihanna Mallory, and Victoria Sue, along with Dark Hollows Press.
Wow.
Yes. Our silver sponsors are Julie Alexander, Deborah Parmley, Chris Nicole, Vicki Vaught, Carolyn Carey, Kate McKeever, Andrea R. Smith, and our welcome speaker is also a silver sponsor, and her name is Mallory Kane.
Ooh, I like her.
I do, too. I think she's cool. Have you read any of her books?
A few.
They're not bad.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. That's a lot of great people, though, the gold and silver sponsors, as well as the featured authors.
And we are just, I mean, we're up to 64 in the room and just doing great.
That's
and I think, yeah, I mean, everybody is going to have such a wonderful time, that I can promise. We're
mm-hmm.
going to have swag. We're going to have special swag at every table from the sponsor of that table. We're also going to have a table full of swag, and you're going to get a bag so you can put all of it in there. And there's going to be, we are doing, our charity is the Newport, Tennessee Animal Shelter.
Oh, and that's so sweet.
Well, you know that that's where I got my assistant, the Boogie Woogie Beagle Boy.
Oh, yes.
I got him
at
the animal
shelter. That's so great.
Yes.
I love
he looked up at me, and everybody else was barking at me, and he just sat there and looked at me.
Oh, with those eyes.
I know.
What'd you call his eyes? I've forgotten now.
They're just sad.
They're so
big,
sweet.
Sad eyes. Yeah. Is that the Boogie Woogie Beagle Boy? Come here. You want to talk for people on the radio? Come here.
Woo-woo.
Oh, look at him. Anyway, that's my sweetheart. And so that place kind of has my heart because I know they do their best not to put any dogs down. And this was about 10 years ago now. And actually, he was ready to be put down the next day just because nobody would take
him. No. Oh, no.
Yes, and he has been...
Oh, you're so wonderful.
Well, he has been the sweetest dog. Believe me, I've gotten more from him than he'll ever get from me. He is just so precious. So, got a lot going on. If you're thinking about it, you better start registering. I cannot guarantee any particular table at this point.
Donna, this sounds like such a great event. I am really looking forward to being there. And I have to say that I think that I heard that the table decorations are going to be really cute.
Well, actually, the table decorations are handmade. And I won't announce who all helped yet. That announcement will not come until March 19th. But let me tell you that they are really cute and they're reminiscent of the Smokies. And think about that, everybody. They have something to do with the Smoky Mountains.
And this is Romancing the Smokies.
That's right.
Oh.
Well, Mallory, thank you so much, sweetie, for doing the news for me tonight.
Definitely.
And what we're going to do is we're going to do a little business, and I'm going to tell you what's going on next week. And, Mallory, you're going to want to hear this, so you might want to hang on.
Okay. I'll hang
All
on.
All right. Okay.
Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do, too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual Southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold.
And next week, we're going to have a staff party. Lexi Witcher will be here along with Jackie DeVera and, of course, the one and only Mallory Kane, who brings us the news, that tall, willowy, handsome woman that everyone knows. We're going to have such a good time. We're going to talk all about Romance in the Smokies and kind of get everybody ready for all the wonderful things that's going to happen. I hope you've had a good time this evening. I know I have. It's been a different kind of evening because our poor little last person couldn't make it. She's been ill. So was Miss Jessica. It's just been one of those days, I guess. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. But before we go, I also want to tell you about next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we're going to have an 8 o'clock show, and it is going to be with, and I got to get here with Gelman and try to go up here and remember, we are going to do something very special over the next few weeks. So what you're going to need to do is make sure that you're listening to when we are going to have someone. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's J.K. Ensley. So J.K. Ensley, I know, is going to be doing that. And also, like I said, don't forget that there's going to be some Tuesday night shows over the next couple of months. And I know that Brandy Kennedy is also doing one. And I want you all to have a wonderful, wonderful week. And that's all for me and all for Hummingbird Place.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.